Point 3. The Pit Head. Hard to imagine today, but this is where shaft number 1 once stood. Its vast winding gear dominating the site and the landscape. The capped pipes are all that are left. Shaft number 2 is further down the path. A large metal cage transported the men into the mine, 20,000 feet below where we are now.
It was really frightening at the beginning, but slowly, when he was doing it every day, you just walked in. You'd just walk in the cage, bump, down he went, and off you'd go.
Former miner Frank Leach.
It was hard work, it was dirty work, and it was dark. It was dangerous, chest infections and things like that. When I started in 67, I can't recall people having dust masks. It was bad.
When we first went down, we just had these oil lamps. Yeah. Then they switched to the electric ones. You could see down the pit bottom for about 500 yards. There were all electric lights. But after that, you moved into the dark. If your lamp went out, you'd just have to stay there and wait for your mate to come to show you the way.
Most miners report a unique camaraderie. Former miner Gary Connolly.
You're reliant upon your colleague for your life as much as you are for his life, so you're looking after each other's backs. You could have the troubles of the world upon your shoulders. As soon as you walked through the gates, it was like a world within a world, and your comrades take you away from all the troubles that you have, and mining had that uniqueness about it.
In the wake of the miners' strike in 1984... the following decade saw radical industrial, economic and social changes. The majority of mines were closed across the UK. In 1991, just 12 months after breaking their previous all-time productivity record, Sutton Manor was abruptly closed too. By 1992, the shafts were capped, buildings demolished and the site stripped.
Sutton Manor was a unique place to work. It had a village attached to it that was built in the 1920s solely to produce workers. So the pit was a very, very family-oriented pit. And still to this day, we all miss the colliery. You know, if the colliery hadn't have closed, we'd have still been there to this day.
Such is the strength of the men's connection to the colliery. Some miners have had their ashes scattered in the pit head area, just by shaft 2. We ask that you respect this site as a memorial. Now, take the small track through the trees passing by shaft 2, then cross over the ditch until you reach the main pathway going up the hill. Walk up to the first wooden bench on the right and listen to point 4.